Annoying. It's just downhill from here. If I go into a situation knowing what the outcome is going to be if I do a certain thing, it diminishes my fear, because most of my fear is based on not knowing what's going to happen. And if I already know what's going on, faith changes how I feel. And again, I can create faith. I can strengthen faith. All I have to do is do what you said you did, experience it for myself, and then do it again. Do it again, do it again, do it again. They say that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. I would propose to you that maybe faith is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting the same results. Termite stuff. I can do this. And it's real. Maybe I can't do the Hail Marys, but I can do that. I can do that. And I have felt those results. And they said step four. They said the principle of step four is courage. Making that inventory. And I don't care who you are. I don't care how long you've been sober. I don't care how many people you've sponsored. The only people I know who think that fourth step is no big deal are people who have already done a fourth step. A fourth step is all about fear. First of all, the instructions are not clear. They are just not clear. It is not Bill Wilson's shining literary moment. He talks about four columns. He only shows three. There's a little bit of instructions and a bunch of other crap. Then a little bit of instructions and a bunch of other crap. I might fail this test. Plus, I'm having to dig around in stuff that I'd much rather not dig around in. And I've peeked ahead. I know I'm going to have to tell somebody else. Oh, this admitting to God. Well, you know, if there is a God, presumably he's omniscient. He already knows. Admitting to myself, well, it's my list. It's admitting to another human being that's the clinker. I didn't want to do that. The fourth step is all about fear. It engenders, creates fear. And then something happens when you finish the last line. You have learned a skill called courage. Courage is being afraid, but developing the ability to do the next right thing anyway. If you complete a fourth step, you have learned how to be courageous. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is the presence of fear with the ability to do the next right thing anyway. I can transform that which I'm terribly ashamed of, which is being afraid all the time, into something I can be justly proud of, courage. I don't know about you, but I don't like going into my meetings going, I've been afraid all day long, even though that's almost always true. But I don't mind going into my meetings going, I've been courageous several times today. Courage changes how I feel. If I do the next right thing, it changes how I feel. I have done a spiritual action. And here's the other thing. What did alcohol do when it was working for me? And it did work for me. It worked well for a long time. And what did it do when it was working? It changed how I felt. But then my solution became my problem, and then I had no solution. And here they're saying, I could possibly have all of the things that alcohol did for me when it was working well with fewer side effects. Sign me up for that one. I'll take that. Step five, as telling somebody else, the principle there is integrity, which is the ability to tell the truth about myself into the ears of another person. Now, take a look here. Remember all those people that say, well, the steps are in order for a reason. And if you have the temerity to say, well, what's the reason? And they just, that kind of stops that conversation right there. But from a principal's point of view, take a look at this. In order to have integrity in step five, what do I have to bring to the table by the time I get to step five? I have honesty. I have hope. I have some faith. I have learned how to turn fear into courage. Put those four things together, and I finally have the ability to have true integrity. I thought, that's pretty cool. Maybe they are in order for a reason. And then, unfortunately, there was step six. Wham! Humbly asked, no. What's step six? Yeah, that's it. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Now, you may think I had problems with the God thing, but by this time, that really wasn't the roadblock that it was. I had problems with entirety. I had to be entirely ready. Now, let's say I go to my doctor, and he does a checkup, and he does a chest x-ray, and he comes back and says, Mike, on your chest x-ray, there's this little spot. It's a tiny little cancer. It's a little thing. You know, we caught it really early. We'll just send you, we'll get a surgeon to take that out, and that'll be the end of it. Well, you know, I may agree, that sounds like a pretty good idea, but am I entirely ready? Well, it might hurt. They might get in there and find all kinds of stuff that they didn't see on the regular chest x-ray. The outcome is uncertain. There might be post-op complications. The surgeon, he might be one of us who really needs to be one of us. So am I entirely ready? Oh, we think not. But I needed to be entirely, because I've been trying this for 20 years and it just hasn't happened. I don't get it. I need to be entirely, and I just can't get there. And there's another thing, you know, it's similar to the first one, but it's a little different. Okay, let's say I got a nice yard, a wonderful yard. I love my yard. Oh, I had spent a lot of time landscaping. This is a pretty yard. I just mow it and fertilize it. It's a gorgeous yard. And over here, I've got a neighbor. And the neighbor, he's got a dog. Well, it's not a dog. It's a giraffe. Big goddamn thing. It's a giraffe. He gets out, comes over, squats down in the middle of my nice yard, and leaves this enormous doggy dump. Well, I become restless, irritable, and discontented. Followed by white-hot rage. This is not mine. This doesn't belong here. This looks bad. It smells bad. I don't want it. It's in the middle of mine. I'm entirely ready to have this thing removed. Now! I mean, this is just ridiculous. I'm entirely ready. Now. I've got a neighbor over here. He comes over and he says, Mike, I couldn't help but admire this fine monument in the middle of your yard. And he said, look, I've got a garden. I can use it for fertilizer. Why don't you give it to me? And I say, I'm sorry, that's mine. I'm not entirely sure why I do that. But the fact is,